This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Kathy Ann Harrison, a respected certified registered nurse licensed in the state of Virginia, educator, business owner, decorated reserve Navy officer with the United States Navy Reserve, and the president of the Virginia Association of Nurse Anesthetists. She was recently appointed as the commanding officer of Operational Health Support Unit, Bethesda, supporting Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the first and only CRNA in the Navy Reserve component to receive the honor of serving as a commanding officer for an operational health support unit. Kathy, certainly an honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. It is my pleasure to be here this afternoon.
And ours as well. So what is a nurse anesthetist, and how do they differ from physician anesthesiologist?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Eric, because let's talk about the similarities. Actually, nurse anesthetists are trained as registered nurses. We have bachelor's degrees in nursing. Then we have another 2 to 4 years of critical care training where we work in major medical centers caring for critically ill patients. Then we are admitted to anesthesia programs, and we graduate from anesthesia programs with either a master's in anesthesia or, and now, a doctorate of anesthesia practice. We provide anesthetics for over 32 million patients in the United States each year, and we are able to provide every technique of anesthesia, whether it be a general anesthetic, a regional technique, a monitored anesthesia care, and we are working in facilities of major medical centers. We are in surgery centers, offices, and we work with podiatrists, dentists, and physicians. The medical anesthesiologists are actually trained in medicine, and they have a fellowship or residency in anesthesia, and they do exactly the same thing that we do, provide anesthetic care to patients throughout the United States.
What is the education and experience requirement for becoming a nurse anesthetist, and how does that differ from a physician anesthesiologist?
Well, again, we have the bachelor's degree in nursing or a related field. We are registered nurses, and we practice the art and science of anesthesiology in various facilities and areas throughout the country. We also are trained following a 2 to 3 year period of time where we have worked as registered nurses in critical care areas in the art and science of anesthesiology. So, and our programs run anywhere from 27 to 33 months, where we are obviously reading the same books and learning the same techniques that the physician anesthesiologists are using through their training.
What is the importance of the role of a nurse anesthetist?
Well, as I said, we provide 32 million anesthetics to patients in the United States per year. And in some states, CRNAs are the sole anesthesia professionals that are providing 100% of the anesthetics in rural areas. They are there providing these facilities with obstetrical, surgical, and trauma stabilization services.
Today we're with Kathy Ann Harrison, a respected certified registered nurse licensed in the state of Virginia, also president of the Virginia Association of Nurse Anesthetists and commanding officer of Operational Health Support Unit, Bethesda, supporting Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the first and only CRNA in the Navy Reserve component to receive the honor of serving as a commanding officer for an operational health support unit here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Kathy, what do nurse anesthetists bring to the table in shaping the future of healthcare?
Well, again, that is such a great question because nurse anesthetists, as I had mentioned earlier, are providing the majority of the anesthetics in this country every day. And we are well educated, we are very cost effective, and it has been proven that the quality of anesthesia care that is provided by nurse anesthetists, whether they are working with MD anesthesiologists or working as sole providers, is the same quality. And so that's why we believe that we are providing not only cost-effective but outstanding services to the citizens of this country.
What do you personally believe should be a path toward better health care and lower costs?
Well, of course, my personal opinion is that we need to first be advocates for our patients and help them to understand how they can actually do things in their daily life which will actually make their health even better. And then once we have gone past that, then making sure that we have providers that are in the hospitals or surgery centers or offices that are actually being very interested in keeping cost within a low to normal range, that the patients aren't feeling that they are losing out on quality care when we're keeping the cost low.
Kathy Ann, where can our listeners be in touch with you online and to also grab some information about anesthesiology and anesthetist?
Obviously, I'm going to encourage all of our listeners to go to VANA.org. That is the Virginia Association of Nurse Anesthetists website, which we provide wonderful information to our patients here in Virginia. And also, if they're interested, to go to the AANA.com, which is the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists. And they also provide wonderful information to citizens throughout the country.
Kathy, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion in regards to nurse anesthetists?
Well, nurse anesthetists are patient advocates. They are providing high-quality anesthesia throughout the country and in other areas. I know that I spent a little time over in Germany recently and saw how wonderful the military anesthetists work and care for their patients. They're on the front line. They're always there, and they're always ready to provide the kind of care that patients need, no matter what the situation is.
We've been talking with Kathy Ann Harrison, a respected, certified, registered nurse, licensed in the state of Virginia, president of the Virginia Association of Nurse Anesthetists, and commanding officer of Operational Health Support Unit Bethesda, supporting Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the first and only CRNA in the Navy Reserve component to receive the honor of serving as a commanding officer for an Operational Health Support Unit. And the websites of reference are VANA.org and AANA.com. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for tuning in, and until next time, enjoy.